At BP, we're not just talking strategy. We're making it happen, growing our upstream business with 6 major new projects in 2025. 4 already live, 2 more scheduled this year, expecting to add 135,000 barrels a day to peak production, helping drive long-term shareholder value. For more on our growth plans, visit bp.com/strategy at work.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mike Ralston, CEO of Blencow Resources, BRES is ticker. Mike, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin. Thanks very much again for having me.
Yeah, it's good to get you on. Nice to see you making some progress there at Arm Cross. You've completed the second successful drilling program there, and we'll talk about that. But for people maybe not familiar or vaguely familiar, just give them a refresh. What is Blencow Resources all about, please, Mike?
Yeah, Blencow Resources is developing the Arm Cross graphite project in Uganda. It's an extremely large graphite project that we acquired about 15 months ago. We've made considerable progress, and we think it's going to be one of the top graphite projects going forward as the battery metals boom advances over the next decade.
Yeah. And just explain to people how, you know, graphite plays into that EV space, if you could.
Yeah, sure. Obviously, electric vehicles are driven by lithium-ion batteries. That's the accepted norm at this stage. There are other challenges for that going forward, but right now, and certainly for the next decade, lithium-ion batteries is what's going to be running EVs. Every lithium-ion battery is made up of a cathode and an anode, and within the anode, graphite makes up approximately half of that weight. So it's probably one of the principal products that go into a lithium-ion battery in terms of the weight of that battery. And whilst there's synthetic graphite can take the place of natural flake graphite, there are no alternatives to graphite itself. Mm. So graphite is an extremely important part of the lithium-ion battery and therefore fully leveraged to the growth in the EV market.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so talk us through this. Second successful drilling program at Arm Cross. What's happening there, Mike?
Yeah, so when we acquired the project, we acquired it with a 21-year mining license, which is exceptionally valuable for us because obviously getting a mining license takes time, cost, etc. But what we didn't get the project with was a JORC resource. And in order to go forward into feasibility studies and prepare for those and ultimately to get funding, one has to go about drilling out your project. It's all well and good to say you've got 2 to 3 billion tons of estimated graphite out there, which we have. But you have to get the drilling done. You have to prove up an area where you're going to mine so that you can develop mine plans, etc. And that's what we've been doing. So we did a first program last year, which gave us that 16 million tons initial JORC resource. And we had to go back this year now between May and July to complete a second round of drilling. That's essentially infill drilling to get better spacing, better knowledge of the particular areas, knowledge of the product that we'll be getting out of that particular area. And ultimately, it's been a very successful second phase of drilling. We've achieved all of the above. So in the months to come, we should be putting out a revised JORC resource, which will be a much higher number. And it will also have a considerably higher indicated and measured portion, and it will be of a higher grade overall. So very successful program, and probably the last drilling that we have to do for a while.
Yeah. And so what is it, met testing now? Take us through some of the results you're getting or what's happening there.
Yeah, so in parallel, using the samples that we achieved out of the first drilling program, we sent them off to SGS Lakefield in Toronto, who are possibly the number one met test experts in the world. And they've done some incredibly good work to come up with a high quality end product, being a concentrate of about 97.5%. With very low impurities and maintaining a good mix of high and large and smaller flake sizes. So we're very excited. That means for those that really don't understand graphite, it basically means we're going to have a product, an end product, which will be of the highest quality, which will not only attract higher prices, but it will also mean we've got a significantly higher demand for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And just looking forward there, What can people expect? What's happening in the next, say, 3, 6, 12 months, maybe?
Well, we're busy in the process of completing our preliminary economic assessment, which is the first internally driven commercial model of the entire mine as we see it to kick off. So it will literally incorporate all the OPEX, all the CAPEX, all the pricing, and everything in between, infrastructure, everything else. So we will have that out in the next 30 to 60 days, mm-hmm. And that will basically lead us into a pre-feasibility study thereafter, which will take us somewhere between six to nine months to complete, because we've got external parties that will be involved in that, and it's a much more thorough investigation of the full commercial mining operation. So lots coming out, lots of news flow, plenty of action, and we're continuing to advance this project all the time.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Okay, then in summary then, Mike, if you could, if someone's listening to this, likes the sound of what you're doing there and you know the sector you're in, but are not yet following the story, please give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Blencow Resources to their watch list, please.
Well, if they haven't yet heard of the battery metals boom that's fast approaching, I guess they'll have their head in the ground, because there's all sorts of marketing and media going on everywhere, literally everywhere, talking about where the EV boom is going, where the battery metals market is going, and all of it is incredibly positive. So we are very much involved in that story going forward, and I think that's the first reason, because you're going to get very highly leveraged into that EV market, into the battery metals market, by any sort of involvement with Blencow Resources. Mm. Secondly, we have an incredible project here. 2 to 3 billion tons of high quality graphite means that we can upscale production ahead for increases to demand as anticipated. We've drilled it out for the first 10 years of mine life, and we're pushing forward into that feasibility study stage, as I mentioned before. So we're making huge progress. We've only owned it for about 15 months, but we're moving fast. And then finally, as I mentioned earlier, the high quality end product. Not all graphite can go into the electric vehicle market. It's actually only a smaller portion that will be accepted because of the quality of the product. So don't be fooled that there's plenty of graphite projects around that can all fulfill this demand. They are not. And our met test results have proven that we've got one of the highest end product qualities around. So those are three very good reasons, and I hope people will start to watch Blencow going forward.
Excellent stuff. Thanks, Mike, and no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future when you have more news out. Thanks for that. Speak soon.
Excellent. Thank you, Justin. Take care.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.